So,
what's happening?
As a receiver, what do you think of Julio Jones and how he plays when you watch him play?
I admire his game. You know, he's one of the best at my position and one of the best in the NFL. You know, so every time the Falcons are playing, you know, he gets a lot of attention.
What do you like about him?
Everything. You know, there's really nothing not to like about him. So, you know, he's been, you know, a pro's pro ever since he's been in the league. So, you know, I like everything about
him. He's paid you a lot of compliments as well. What does that mean to you?
I really don't know what he said. Do you, what did he say
just
about
said,
me?
Just good things about you. I can't remember specifically, but he said good things about you.
Oh, well, you know, that's good coming from somebody like him.
Gunner, what do you feel like separates you and Julio as two of the better young receivers in this league?
What separates us? Yeah, what exactly do you
stand apart? You both
from?
Just from maybe from the rest of the pack of wide receivers.
You know, there's a bunch of, you know, good receivers in the league. You know, you got to give credit to the people who call in the plays, you know. You know, the quarterback who's trying to get us the ball, I guess that's what separates us.
Sure. In terms of Julio, is he someone that you've ever met before or had contact with in the past?
No, I've never met him before.
Never met him?
Yeah.
What are your memories of the Georgia Dome?
My last college game, if I'm not mistaken, beat LSU.
Played pretty well.
Yeah, I had a pretty good game.
ALS.
Pretty good night for me.
How do you feel like you're emerging this year? What do you feel like you've gotten better
at? I still got a lot to work on, you know, so I'm not going to sit here and talk about myself and what the things that, you know, I've done so far, because I don't feel like I've accomplished anything yet.
It's a fairly obvious question, but if Arian can go and Bill has told us it's a game-time decision, what will that mean to the offense to have him back out there?
Man, he's a playmaker. That would mean, you know, a lot for us to have him out there. You know, he makes a difference, you know, for this team when he's out there.
Your memories of the Georgia Dome, is it a fast surface for you? Did you feel like it was a fast track to play on?
Yeah, you know, it's turf, if I'm not mistaken. You know, so just like most turf fields, you know, you kind of got a better feel and a better tracking. So, you know, of course, it's a fast track.
What stands out about the Falcons' secondary?
They're young, they're talented, and they play hard. You know, those guys swarm around the ball. There's not too many plays, you know, where you don't see at least, you know, eight helmets, you know, around the ball. So, you know, we just got to come out and play our game, be ready.
Do you ever find yourself watching Julio Jones and see what he does?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it's not too many receivers, you know, that I watch in this league, but, you know, he's definitely one of them. You know, I'm going to try to stay off the sideline from watching him and sit down. Can't be too much of a fan.
Hopefully he'll be on the sideline more than you are.
Yeah, let's hope so. That'd be good.
How does the offense change when you guys can pick up the pace, plays get in, you guys start pushing the tempo in between plays?
You know, it's an offense that, you know, that's been proven to work over the years. So we're just going out and, you know, trying to execute it to the best we can.
How much more comfortable are you feeling with Mallett?
Excuse me?
How much more comfortable are you feeling with Mallett?
I mean, I've been working with him since last year, you know, so we've got chemistry, you know, and I would say, you know, same with Hoyer coming out here, you know, in the offseason, you know, we did extra work to build that chemistry. But Mal, you know, he's a guy that's going to get out there and work with you if he sees something wrong or something that he needs to work on. So, you know, not just me, but he's building chemistry with all the receivers, especially new guys.
Is the ball still coming 100 miles an hour?
You know, that's Mal. That's how he throws. You know, you just got to be ready for it.